podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 6 for Friday, August 1st, 2014. App Discovery Apps. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell, and I know that one of the reasons you watch this show is for the discovery of awesome new apps. I mean, it's nice to see apps that you know and that you love get their time in the spotlight, but it's even better when you discover a hidden gem or find an app that fills a void in some way. Well, this show is but one way to discover awesome apps. In fact, we're going to go ahead and get a little meta today by taking a look at a roundup of apps that focus on app discovery. Think of today's episode as App Inception. We're going to take a look at a few great apps that will absolutely help you discover, well, even more great apps. Armed with these, you're likely to always be the coolest kid on the Android block. Who doesn't love a sale, right? And the truth is, oftentimes, even apps on Google Play go on sale. But if you don't look at that app at just the right time or spot the sale on Google Play's featured carousels, you might miss it. That's what App Sales achieves. App Sales is a way for you to set an always-running search determined by your chosen sale percentage and the number of installs an app has in an attempt to filter out apps and games that might not yet have that critical mass that you can trust or that aren't discounted deeply enough for your pocketbook. App Sales monitors apps on the Play Store and tracks those price reductions for you. So when you launch the app, you're presented with a plethora of apps that are all currently on sale and fit into your query. Heck, you can even choose to exclude things that you don't want to see, like certain genres of games or certain categories of apps. Or do what I do. Keep it wide open because you really never know when an unknown app is going to be the next big thing and you could get it for a song. The layout works well on both phone and tablet, and you have the option to add certain apps to a wish list if you refuse to pay full price for that awesome app. Someday, if it ever goes on sale, you'll be notified and you can buy it straight away. You get all the details that the Play Store provides. You also get this nifty graph that shows how the price has fluctuated over the last 60 days, making it easy to see just how much you're saving and if you're likely to see the sale again soon or not. And users of App Sales can leave useful comments for other users inside the app pages as well. If you decide to buy, just click the price and that takes you to the Play Store to finish your transaction. Sometimes, monitoring sales is a great way to discover apps you've never heard of and save money in the process. Check out App Sales for free with the option to pay $3.99 for an annual subscription that removes ads, brings additional categories, and increases your watch list to 100. Not to mention, makes you a cool kid. Their words. All right, next up is Playboard. It's a social app sharing service that allows its users to create and curate their own themed lists of apps and games. So when you open the app and sign in using G Plus or Facebook sign-on, you can begin to scan through the channels to find ones that speak to you. Some channels focus on good design. Others focus on genres of games. Others are nothing but some person's ongoing list of favorite apps. You can easily see just how many people are following each channel, and that might be a good indication as to something that's worth checking out if you're just getting started. Inside a person's channel, you'll see an ongoing list of the apps that each person has added over time. Each app will include the current price, as well as a nice descriptive blurb written by the channel creator, usually detailing the reasons why that app or game is included. Clicking the image of the app or game will pull up the gallery of included images from the Play Store to give you a better sense of the app. You can subscribe to these lists and then use your news feed to compile all of your subscriptions into one single list for what ends up being a nearly infinite scroll of new apps and games to choose from. You can even take a look at the apps that are trending on Playboard outside of your channels. And finally, what better way to give back than to create your own channel? It scans your device to pull up the apps you can pick from, and you can't publish a channel without adding at least 5 apps to the list. Playboard is a great way to find out what apps others are loving and why. It's also free in the Play Store. All right, last up is Dribbler. This discovery app does a little bit more than simply featuring great apps and games, though it does that incredibly well in a number of ways. But you also get tips and tricks tailored to the device on which you're using the app. So when you log in via Google Plus or Facebook sign-on for the first time, the app actually captures the make and model of your device and then can give you tailored tips that relate to your hardware. In the Drips section, you can select to see news and tips, apps, and games in their own view in order to get right to the things that matter most to you. All of the content is aggregated from a large list of online publications and sites. So not only is this app discovery, it's also source discovery. Scan through the list of Drips or articles, and if you like something, click into it. If it's news or tips, you'll have the chance to read it in full and send it to your browser of choice. If it's something with direct links to the Play Store, Dribbler will give you this bar at the bottom of the screen. Hit the up arrow, and it's a detailed, easy-to-reference list of all the apps in this particular Drip with a link for each that takes you right to the Play Store page for that app. Big time saver. Now, clicking the hamburger menu gives you access to your favorites if you've starred any Drips for later reference, or this discussions tab, which is another great way to dig for recommendations, this time from the community of other users. And the discussions are super active with lots of participation. Ask a question and get the community to pitch in with their insight. Oh, and you'll also see a discussion section for your hardware, again, offering a way for you to harness the power of your specific device. And finally, you can set notifications for daily reminders of the latest apps and games you need to install. It's designed thoughtfully, incredibly useful, and Dribbler is absolutely free. All right, what's hot to trot this week actually fits today's theme as well. Love it when it works out like that. If you own an Android Wear device like I do, or even if you're just thinking about picking one up soon or when a certain round-faced watch by Motorola gets released later this summer, then this app is going to be perfect for you. The title of the app pretty much sums it all up. It's called Wear Store for Android Wear. Simple as that. There you'll find an app store with a similar visual design to the previous version of Google Play's store before their very recent redesign last week that brought it into the material design aesthetic. But this app is really more about finding some Android Wear compatible apps to run on or in tandem with your shiny new wearable device. You'll find apps and games sections that bring you exactly what you might want to find, though it kind of boggles my mind that anybody wants to play a Flappy Bird knockoff on that tiny little screen, but who am I to judge? Developer's choice and user's choice sections show you some of the apps that do a particularly good job of bringing its functionality to your wrist. And this watch faces section shows you a growing selection of third-party watch faces for your device, something that Google has actually cautioned developers from doing because the official watch face APIs aren't fully cooked quite yet. But obviously, it hasn't stopped folks from turning out some original faces anyways, enough to fill an entire category inside the app even. If you're bored of the ones on your watch, might as well check out some of these. This Matrix watch face is pretty cool. And this one inspired by Anonymous, well, ain't gonna lie, freaks me out a little bit. Don't tell him I said that. It turns out there's a ton of apps with Android Wear capabilities already, so this is a great way to narrow your search and try something new on your wrist. Wear Store for Android Wear is free with the option to remove ads for a small donation of your choosing. All right, that does it for this episode of Android App Arena. I love hearing from you guys, so please keep me ahead of the game and email your favorite app picks, categories, whatever, to arena@twit.tv. There's also a subreddit at androidapparena.reddit.com where I post categories from time to time and ask that you add your favorite apps from those categories, or you can vote up ones that you see posted there already. Helps me to know which apps in a particular category should be featured on the show. There's a Google Plus community that's easy to find by searching for Android App Arena. You can always download and subscribe to the show by visiting the site at twit.tv/arena, with new episodes appearing every Friday evening. And I normally host a live viewing party of each week's episode on Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific at live.twit.tv, but I'm away next Friday, so I won't be on set when the episode is set to play, but rest assured, a new episode will play and release later that day. All right, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me once again. My name is Jason Howell, and I'll see you next week in the arena.